Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's new city council has taken a key step as it assumes the reins of the municipal government, selecting councillor and citizen representatives for city committees and the boards of numerous outside agencies, from the community auditorium to the health unit. Mayor Ken Boschkoff also won council approval Tuesday for a staffer hire, and pushed successfully for the mayor to have direct hiring and firing control over that policy assistant position, the only one reporting directly to the mayor. Boschkoff signaled an intention to be closely involved in a wide range of files, securing appointment to 14 different boards and committees on Tuesday. Trevor Girtuga brought up that number without directly commenting on it at Tuesday's meeting, noting some councillors will sit on as few as three committees or boards. Unsurprisingly, one of Boschkoff's appointments was to the Thunder Bay Police Services Board, on which the mayor has a reserved seat and typically sits. He will be joined by Shelby Shin, whose appointment earlier this year was re-upped by the new council Tuesday. After Boschkoff, Brian Hamilton took on the largest number of appointments with 6. All other councillors ranged between 3 and 5 appointments. Following deliberation in closed session, City Clerk Krista Power announced the following appointments to outside boards: Thunder Bay District Social Services Administration Board, Albert Aiello, Casey Etreni, Hamilton, Greg Johnson, Dominic Pasqualino, Boschkoff Thunder Bay Public Library, Michael Zasino Thunder Bay Community Auditorium, Girtuga, Boschkoff Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Commission, Hamilton, Boschkoff Thunder Bay District Board of Health, Etreni, Boschkoff Lakehead Region Conservation Authority, Aiello, Girtuga, Johnson Lakehead Board of Governors, Zasino Northwestern Ontario Municipal Association, Kristen Oliver, Boschkoff Victoria Avenue BIA, Rajni Agarwal Victoriaville Board of Management, Mark Bentz Waterfront Development, Andrew Folds, Zasino, Boschkoff Waterfront District BIA. Folds highlights of council appointees to city committees include Accessibility, Hamilton Anti-Racism and Equity, Johnson, Boschkoff Clean, Green and Beautiful, Agarwal, Boschkoff Earthcare, Folds Elders Council, Chinginter Governmental Affairs, Shin, Etreni, Oliver, Pasqualino, Boschkoff Parking Authority, Hamilton Sister Cities, Girtuga, Boschkoff Downtown Fort William Revitalization, Bentz, Hamilton Council also appointed citizen members to those committees and outside boards. Not all appointments were filled, said Power. The city will hold another recruitment for citizen representatives beginning December 9 and closing January 9. Residents interested in applying can learn more at the city's website. A number of unsuccessful candidates in the recent municipal election took up citizen roles. Jason Veltri was reappointed to the city's Anti-Racism and Equity Committee, along with other citizen members including Paul Magiskin. Candidates Stephen Margaret and Brian Phillips were among those appointed to the city's Clean, Green and Beautiful Committee. Candidate Matthew Villela, who previously chaired the Sister Cities Committee, was appointed to the Earthcare Advisory Committee. Kelly Fetz and Chris Crumfoles were appointed to the Sister Cities Committee, while Crumfoles will also join the Thunder Bay Parking Authority Board. The city was not immediately able to provide a complete list of citizen appointments. Boschkoff Staff's Office Council approved Boschkoff's hiring of Larry Joy as policy assistant to the mayor on Tuesday. Joy was a longtime constituency assistant and campaign manager to former Thunder Bay Superior North Liberal MPP Michael Gravel. The position, taking direction from the mayor, is intended to assist the mayor in policy research and development, as well as supporting the city's advocacy efforts and Intergovernmental Affairs Committee. Boschkoff called for the mayor to have direct hiring and firing control over the position, saying a city hiring process meant Joy had not been able to start until this week. The incoming staffer for a mayor should start when the mayor starts, he said in a recent interview. It's really quite unfair to not have that happen. It'll be something that we sort out so it doesn't happen to the next mayor. Council passed a motion he put forward Tuesday to authorize the mayor to directly recruit and appoint the position, and specifying the staffer serves at the pleasure of the mayor.